be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. A grand jury has indicted a teenager on manslaughter charges in the fatal crash that killed Auburn University announcer Rod Bramblett and his wife Paula last year. 16-year-old Johnston Edward Taylor was indicted on two counts of reckless manslaughter. An arraignment hearing is scheduled for January 30th. A former bookkeeper now facing up to 20 years in prison for stealing more than $13,000 from Goodwin Middle School in Montgomery. Tiffany Franklin is convicted of first-degree theft of property. The Attorney General's office says she pleaded guilty to stealing the money between September 2017 and June 2018. A man was found shot in his car yesterday afternoon, and now Montgomery police are investigating as a homicide. The victim was found in his car in the 2300 block of Stella Street yesterday, but police believe the shooting happened in the 2100 block, but the victim drove off before crashing. Those are your news headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Pawn. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, Lightstream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Heavy duty organizing meets heavy duty savings during the Store More Save More event at the Home Depot. Right now, find durable Husky storage solutions for your whole garage, like exclusive, easy-to-assemble Husky 5-tier shelving units in red or silver, just $99.98 each. Order online for fast and easy pickup. It's a good time to be a doer and for getting organized with help from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Each sold separately. Limited time only. Event end dates vary by store. See store for details. Available in-store and online.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi-connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. Ready to let the weekend begin.
Yeah, yeah.
272-9228. Don't you love it when people do the kind of the, yeah, and then he went there. It's like, man, I remember when my kids' friends would come over and they would explain something. There would be this kind of seesaw voice that was there.
By the way, as we speak, Adam Schiff is still pushing the Russia narrative. My God.
And had Mueller as his backup. Cut the tape off just in the nick of time. Okay, 272-9228. Reminder, we're going to be doing the drawing for this weekly farm market gift basket. drawing 230-245. So don't crowd me at the very end. If you want in, call me. If you don't want in, just listen. If you want to talk to me, call me. You don't have to be in the basket, but you can if you want to. Okay, so was it Lee? This is what Lee was talking about. Now, you can go to my website and see this cut with Elizabeth Warren. This is a dad confronting Elizabeth Warren, and Elizabeth Warren's asked by CBS about this.
I want to get a question to you on a campaign issue. Just last night, there was a video that surfaced. A lot of people are talking about it today. It's of a father who approached you at an event and said, you know, it's not fair. I've saved for my daughter's college education, and now you're talking about forgiving and helping out all the people who didn't save. For Americans who are in that father's position, who felt they did the right thing and you're bailing out those who didn't, what's your response?
Look, we build a future going forward by making it better. By that same logic, what would we have done? Not started Social Security because we didn't start it last week for you or last month for you? Think of it this way. When I was growing up, I wanted to be a public school teacher. My family had no money.
Are you saying tough luck to these people, Senator?
No. What I'm saying is there was a $50 a semester option for me. I was able to go to college and become a public school teacher because America had invested in a $50 a semester option for me. Today, that's not available. And our kids have taken on $1.5 trillion in student loan debt. We have got to back that up and say we're doing better going forward, that we're not going to say the next generation has to take on $2 trillion in debt, and what? The next one, $3 trillion or $4 trillion or $5 trillion? We don't build an America by saddling our kids with debt. We build an America by saying we're going to open up those opportunities for kids to be able to get an education without getting crushed by student loan debt.
Well, Elizabeth, part of the problem of why college is so expensive, why don't you share with the public how much they were paying you at Harvard? Then you would get kind of a feel for why public education is so expensive. I mean, why didn't you just take $50,000 a year? You probably took $200,000. And that drove all those kids, their education expenses went up because they were paying people like you big, 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 big bucks. The hypocrisy that she has is unbelievable. Okay, so I want to kind of get into some other territory here. First, let me hit Peter Ducey in Iowa on the campaign so we can get campaign 2020 done.
In Iowa, the campaign trail has gone cold. Joe Biden is privately meeting with advisors, and the senators are stuck in D.C.
I have made a commitment, and I will be here. I am, however, very happy to see that the grassroots organization that I've been trying to develop for over a year now has really sprung into action.
Mr. Sanders.
Sanders is sitting at his desk, too. He's also sitting on a sizable lead in a WBUR poll of New Hampshire Democrats, 12 points ahead of the runner-up Pete Buttigieg, who is campaigning in Washington and South Carolina.
I always ask voters to visualize in as much detail as possible. The day, that first day, that the sun comes up and this president is no longer in the Oval Office.
Joe Biden is down in third place in this New Hampshire poll as President Trump is zeroing in on Michael Bloomberg, tweeting, quote, Mini Mike Bloomberg is playing poker with his foolhardy and unsuspecting Democrat rivals. He says that if he loses, he really means when, in the primaries, he will spend money helping whoever the Democrat nominee is. By doing this, he figures they won't hit him as hard. The Bloomberg team believes they're on their way to a head-to-head with Trump, predicting they'll soon leapfrog Warren.
I think she's nervous that Mike Bloomberg is catching up on her. Mike is now in fourth place in this race and will probably pass her.
Senators, will please be seated.
There's no sign Warren, Sanders, Klobuchar, or Bennett will bail on their duties as jurors, even if it complicates their odds of winning the caucuses.
I have a responsibility to be here, and I will be here.
A week and a half before the caucuses, candidates would traditionally all be here trying to meet as many undecided Iowans as they can. But this cycle, 11 days out, the only candidate here today is the one running a non-traditional campaign, Andrew Yang.
Yang! The Yang Gang. I think Trump is right. I think the reason he said, I'm going to support whoever the Democrat is, and I'm going to put $2 billion in there to get them to leave him alone.
Mm-hmm.
I think Trump is spot on with that. Something like that was mentioned among my group. Let's go to Wayne. Wayne, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Have you been down there yet?
I'm on my way this afternoon.
All right.
Yeah. I'm going to go down there and see what I can find that I just can't live without.
Which is everything on the left-hand side of the store.
Okay. I'll take that into consideration.
There you go. Amish butter. Get some Amish butter.
It sure sounds like the proverbial fullness of time is just around the corner. And I am anxious to see the end result.
You're talking about impeachment or of other stuff?
Yeah. Impeachment. And I'll tell you, you just played that spot with Pocahontas. I'm about tired of all of these politicians trying to get people into college. You know what, Dan? We don't need every kid and every rising person to go to college. We need some people learning how to fix stuff.
I just had that conversation with a child of a client today's right, Wednesday. Exact conversation. And I convinced her parent. I told her parents that, and she said, "Will you talk to my son?" I said, "Absolutely." And they are seeing college in a completely different way.
Well, if you can fix something, and it really doesn't matter what, if you learn to fix something, you've got hand and eye coordination, you've got critical thinking, you've got the ability to do things and get hired. So we don't need a bunch of college graduates. I'm not saying that someone who aspires to college shouldn't be able to go, but damn giving everybody free college, to what end?
Oh, no, let me tell you, if you give everybody free college, you'll have more people going to college than ever before. You'll have more government debt. Here's another thing that is happening. With where the economy is right now is a great time to do a job apprenticeship where you can, because they want to hire you, they're going to pay you more than they normally would have. You get to learn a job and learn something and take that somewhere else. For example, Publix right now is trying to bring in a higher level of employee so they can move them into the management ranks. And they're big time on this thing. They're doing expansion. They're trying to get new departments out there. They're opening up the store. But I talked to a Publix friend of mine and said, now is a great time. If you're a pretty sharp guy, go apply for Publix and say, I want to be on a potential management track.
You bet.
Same thing with Chick-fil-A. You can get a franchise for Chick-fil-A if you work at Chick-fil-A. Well, there's some smart people out there that are parents of kids. They're getting them. They're saying, you go get a job at Chick-fil-A and let's go buy a franchise somewhere out in the future. They've done some homework on it. And I'm telling you, the guy who owns the Chick-fil-A franchise here, or the three that I know he owns, he may own more than that, he is making a killing.
And he may or may not have gone to college, but college was not required for that.
No, it wasn't required. And I mean, I know who he is. I know, I've seen his house. I mean, he has got a nice house out in Pike Road. I mean, a nice house.
Hey, it's there. And I don't hear a lot of discussion about it, but if more people would go to trade school, maybe, some of these candidates should get on the trade school train. And, let's offer some incentives to go. Because at some point, Dan, we're going to be in a position where there are no fixers. They're all in college.
Yeah. There are no fixers, and they're not necessarily in college, but they're working in a job that they're not getting paid what they could be if they were a fixer.
There you go. And just, like you said, hook up with an electrician, hook up with an HVAC person. I mean, these are jobs that are never going to go away.
There you go.
And you know, I mean, you're gonna make somewhere in the neighborhood of $20 an hour if you're good, and you don't have to have a college degree to do that.
Amen.
Another
one is car mechanic. A car mechanic,
absolutely.
particularly if you are a certified car mechanic, you are going to do well.
I do business with a local guy that does repairs, and had this same employee conversation that I've had with a number of employers, and he said it's just tough. He and a couple of other shops actually went together and tried. I don't think they had a lot of success with it, but tried to supplement some students out at Trenum Court or out at Trenum School to get them to bring what they had learned to their shops, apply it, and if it worked out, if they did well, then we're going to either assist or cover your tuition at Trenum. I mean, great deal. But there are so few people there, they haven't had a lot of success doing that.
In the auto mechanic school at Trenum?
Correct. Correct.
Interesting. Well, in talking to Dick Brubaker, there's a you can go get your certification. There's a school in Tennessee that does it. And if you've got the temperament to be a mechanic, in other words, you know your way around an engine and things like that, then you go up there. They'll teach you all the technical stuff you need to know. You come back,
sure.
You're making $45,000 a year.
Not bad starting money. Not at all.
Not at all. You're absolutely right.
Well, let's, all we can do is talk about it, but maybe it will catch on because I see it as a growing issue. I won't use the word threat, but certainly it could be a threat. Yeah, my car is torn up and nobody can fix it. You know, then what do you do? Buy a new car.
There you go.
That's not a good option.
The throwaway car.
I will certainly give you a call on Monday.
You better. You better, my friend. You better. Have a great weekend.
It has been too long since we had a world problem-solving meeting.
So well, let me tell you something that's interfering with that is rain. Yeah, there you go. We can drink inside, can't we?
Can't sit on the deck in the rain. Oh, you could, but it wouldn't be a lot of fun. You'd have to have scotch and water.
Self-filling. I like that. Wayne, you have a great weekend, my friend.
Hey, you guys do the same. Thank you.
Wayne Spivey of PMS, listener to the show, personal friend. He's a great guy. If you need something done with your lawn, PMS is it. Tree cut down, give him a call, PMS. I tell you, those guys are amazing. Got to go to a break. Phil, coming back to you right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket. 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
I'm the man. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Phil. Phil, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday TGIF edition.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. What's up?
I've got a little theory, Dan, and I think you might jump on board, and maybe a lot of folks just haven't really thought about it. But why do you think a lot of these left-wing, especially these hard left candidates, won't free college for everybody? Have you ever given it any deep thought?
Have not given any deep thought, but probably for full employment for professors.
Well, think about what's been happening in our colleges, let's say in the last 25 years.
The indoctrination rule, huh?
Exactly, my friend. We don't want you running around out there thinking whatever you want to think. We got to incentivize you to get you into the institution so you can be programmed to operate correctly, in their eyes, in society, Dan. What are your feelings on that?
I think you have a good proposition there.
I mean, it just seems so obvious to me, but, you know, I think of way outside of the box compared to most of my fellow Republicans. But I'm calling it for what it is. They want to do it so that they can twist people's minds while they're still vulnerable and manipulate them literally from the time they're out of high school. Heck, some of it's happening in our high school. But that is my God's honest feeling, is that that is their main motivation. And, you know, a lot of the things the Democrats do are disguised as trying to help you out and educate you. And you just don't think the way we do because you're ignorant. You just haven't been educated correctly.
I think it's a good proposition.
I believe it firmly. And to touch on your discussion that you were having with the gentleman about people being not everybody going to college, I agree 100%. I didn't go to college. I didn't even finish high school. But I'm in the security business. I've been in the physical security business for 31 years. And we cannot find qualified help, Dan. They either can't pass a background check or they can't pass a drug test. And the security industry all across America is hurting for young blood that are honest, that we can teach all the tricks of the trade to without them, you know, learning how to do this, and that, and then going out and turning it into a criminal enterprise.
Phil, let me ask several questions here. When you say you do physical security, you're talking about an actual armed person with someone. Is that right?
No, sir. I mean physical security as in the safe and vault business types types of ways to secure property, physical items.
Interesting.
And I mean anything.
How is business?
I have a saying, Dan. As long as one man is stealing from another, business is good.
I was going to say, in Montgomery, Alabama, you know, we've had 6 shootings since the first of the year. Had another one on Stella Street last night. And, I mean, that's just the murder part. But the break-ins, I'm on next door neighbor type thing. It is amazing the number of break-ins that I'm reading about.
Well, the lady who just got robbed at the Regions Bank over on Coliseum a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
She was recently one of our customers because when they robbed her, they took her whole purse. It had her ID in it. It had her keys to her house in it. So we were there literally within hours changing the locks on the doors. You know, we had our security people come over there and hook her up with a security system. We also do access control work, which is, you know, badging in, badging out, fingerprint readers. I mean, we do it all. And we do a lot of work for the banking industry, the commercial industry, but we also do a lot of work for the government. I'm GSA and DOD. So, I mean, and I'm the only guy within a 200-mile radius that can do specific items for GSA installations and any contractors that have to follow GSA guidance. So, I mean, if we could find some folks that could pass background checks, pass drug tests, and were truly honest, the sky's the limit. You can go anywhere in the country and do this work.
That's very interesting, Phil. I'm really glad you called today.
No problem. I appreciate it. I have called you before, and I think I rubbed you the wrong way when I told you that Montgomery is not nearly as safe as some people think it is. I mean, we're locking down everything, man. But business like mine doesn't really thrive in little podunk towns where they don't lock their doors. We have to be where the crime is in order to have a client.
I like that. We are where the crime is.
Well, we don't like it, Dan, but if we didn't do it, you know, the citizenry would not feel secure at night to even lay down.
Yeah.
If most people know what I knew, they would not sleep at night. You know, how easy it is to circumvent minimal security levels.
Yeah, I think people today, if they do not have a sophisticated alarm and camera system, I think they're being foolish.
I agree. And a safe. You have to have a safe in your house. No matter what you do to your house, someone can get in your house. And your business, too.
Right.
You could have bars on the windows. You could have the best locks on the doors. They're going to cut a hole in the roof and drop down in. So you have to have different levels of security. So you have to assume they're going to come into your home or business. Once they do, you have to have something that's going to keep them off whatever it is you're trying to protect. I mean, we've had to go around and install all kind of heavy-duty safes in every drugstore in this state, Georgia, Mississippi, and parts of Florida, because of the opioid epidemic.
Right, yeah.
They'll break into the stores, and now they're just holding the stores up at gunpoint for their oxy and their hydrocodone or whatever it is they want.
Yeah, I have pharmacist clients, and they said, the days of the screen panel that you would draw over over the pharmacy, those are gone.
Because
they can go through that in a skinny minute.
All the big chains, the Walgreens, the CVS, the Rite Aid, all of them have specifically designed safes just for their C2, which is, you know, controlled
second-level
narcotic. Yeah.
Phil, I got to go. I'm up against the bottom of the hour break.
All right.
I enjoyed talking to you.
Montgomery Lock and Key.
Montgomery Lock and Key. You're in, buddy. Thanks.
We will hook you up. Thank you, brother.
Free plug there. Steve, Richard, coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Kathleen Maloney. In this last day of opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial, House impeachment manager Jason Crow questioning White House explanations for why military aid was blocked from Ukraine.
One defense you may hear is that the aid was held up to allow for a policy review. This is what the administration told the GAO at one point. But the evidence shows the opposite.
The president charged with abuse of power and obstructing Congress. His legal team begins its defense tomorrow. Vice President Mike Pence with his take on the Senate trial.
I know the Democrats in the Senate right now are finishing up their presentation of their case for impeachment. The American people are starting to realize what a weak case it is.
The vice president speaking with reporters during his trip to Rome. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have improvements on the way just in time for the weekend. Look for high temperatures today to end up somewhere in the upper 50s. Tonight will be partly cloudy. Kind of chilly, but not too bad. Overnight low temperature in the mid-30s. That's average for this time of the year. Tomorrow is a dry day. Good bit of sunshine. Middle 50s tomorrow and middle 50s on Sunday as well. There's a small chance of a shower on Sunday afternoon, but a better chance of scattered showers by Sunday night. And then Monday is a warmer day with a high temperature up around 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
We gotta get to this Rudy stuff here.
Oh, yes.
Let's go to the phones real quickly. Oh, no, let's do the drawing.
Yes, let's do this drawing for the Sweet Creek gift basket. $60 of whatever you'd like to put in there that, you know, Sweet Creek sells. Let's do this. And the winner is Brandon! Brandon
from Headland, Alabama?
Yeah.
Brandon, you need to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up for this weekend. It's So you can be a proud owner of a Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Let's go to the phones and go to Steve. Steve, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hello. I'm a retired educator. I used to work in the community college system.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my jobs at the school was recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a lot of recruiting among high school students and talked to a lot of parents. And one of my biggest, I don't know how, disappointments, I think you'd call it, was a lot of parents. I talked to a lot of middle-class parents. Those were the ones that couldn't qualify for financial aid, but didn't make enough money, to pay for the schooling, had to borrow money and such as that. And they would say, you know, well, I want my child to go to Alabama, or I want my child to go to Auburn. And I tried to explain to them, you know, if you go to 2 years to the community college and you take your basic courses and you transfer to a four-year school, when you get your diploma, it doesn't say that you went to X community college and Auburn University. It just says you graduated from Auburn University.
Bingo.
And on top of that, you saved a ton of money. And some of the parents would listen, some just wouldn't. I had one friend, I took his retirement money and sent his son to Alabama. And then the kid ends up not graduating.
Yep.
And he's still working, by the way. He's in his 70s like I am. So I really tried to push our technical programs. Our kids have been ingrained with this idea, and it was ingrained in their parents that if you don't get a college education, you can't get a good job.
That's totally wrong.
That's right. It's absolutely not true. And this was, you know, I've been retired 15, 20 years, but back then we were teaching, for instance, an auto body and fender program. Our instructor had worked for Ford. He was in with the Ford Motor Company people. He was graduating people. They were going to work with Ford Motor Company, the Ford dealerships, you know, and this is 20 years ago, making $30,000 a year right out of technical school.
Right.
We had people in computer-assisted drafting that were going to work for those same type of salaries with a two-year degree. We had one of the best two-year nursing programs in the state, and those young people were getting a RN degree in 2 years and then going to work the local hospital in the town where we was hiring as many as we could graduate.
Yeah.
And then they could go on and upgrade to 4 years somewhere else if they wanted to.
Yeah, doing what we call a bridge system like that is a smart move.
Yeah.
You save a lot of money, and you're going to find out whether the kid can hack it by doing it that way, because there are a lot of kids who just cannot hack some of the stuff that you have to do in your first 2 years in school.
Well, in 1973, when I was when I was a graduate student at Auburn, we had kids over there that was sitting in a world history class with 1,150 people.
Yeah.
You know, and they come to the community college, there's 30 people in the class, they know the instructor, they can get extra help if they need it. And why would you want to go and subject yourself to something like that?
I'm with you, Steve. Steve, I got to roll. I'm running out of show here. Enjoy my conversation with you. Before we go to any other calls, let me get Rudy Giuliani. First call, this is Fox and Friends today. This has been a great discussion that this was coming down the pike, and here it comes. Listen in.
I know you've got some new evidence you're going to be presenting today.
A lot.
But first, were your ears burning yesterday? Because yesterday, the Democrats in their House impeachment proceedings were talking a lot about you. They talked about Lev Parnes, who says the president and you knew everything that he was doing. They showed your phone records. They built a case that you were up to no good for the president.
How about all of those phone records show that I am a very hardworking lawyer who was investigating what really happened? Because I didn't go look for dirt on Joe Biden. It was handed to me. And it was handed to me a year, almost a year and a half
ago.
You
didn't ask for it?
No, I was given information about Ukrainian corruption. It involved two people, two informants. You're going to find out at least who one of them is, and possibly the second. And they told me that there was a great deal of collusion going on in Ukraine to fix the 2016 election
in the United States
in favor of Hillary, that what happened in Russia was a big hoax, that actually it was the Democrats projecting what they had actually done in Ukraine. I don't know if it's true or not. They gave me witnesses, the two prosecutor generals, the current one and the last one. I've since interviewed 10 of them. I've got 8 of them on tape. I'm going to start a podcast at noon today. Ooh. And starting next week, the people will hear these witnesses who our embassy will not give a visa to because they're still covering up the corruption the embassy was involved in.
They don't want them to come to the United States?
The embassy was involved in gathering dirt on Trump, on Trump Jr., and on Manafort.
Well, not only that,
they were involved in turning over falsified evidence, absolutely completely falsified. Four witnesses will testify to that over the course of the next two to three weeks.
Mayor, let me ask you.
I'm going to present over the next 2 to 3 weeks shocking crimes at the highest levels of both governments while the Senate is listening to a totally phony group of stories about non-impeachable offenses. It's like trying somebody for not a crime. It's a total waste of money. It's a complete show on the part of the Democrats.
Right.
And they should be sued for conspiracy to defraud the United States, and they should pay for that hearing.
Yeah, there's a lot more to come with this. Let's hit the phones here. Let's go to Red Top. Is he first up?
Yes.
Red Top, welcome aboard.
What a wonderful appetizer for the main course.
There we go.
I cannot wait.
Yeah, I first heard about this. I've actually first heard about this through Ben Shapiro's show. It's the Daily Wire's, as Ben Shapiro calls him, the execrable Michael Knowles, the young guy, if y'all know of him. He's going to be the one conducting the podcast with Rudy.
Well, and we said, you know, I mentioned this. I didn't know exactly, but I mentioned this, that Rudy's about to come up and drop some stuff out here on this Ukraine thing. But go ahead, Richard.
Well, I wanted to say I am living proof of what Wayne was talking about because I fix things, and I've been fixing stuff for Wayne for years.
There you go.
And I did go to college, but it was for music. And at the time I was going to college for music, I was already a music teacher. I'm going, what the hell am I going to college for music for? I'm already teaching. So, but college is great and awful, folks, but you can fix stuff. Go do it because there's a lot of demand for it. And it's a good business to get in. You got to be like any business. You got to hustle. But if you're not hustling, you're not worth doing anything anyway.
Bingo.
So I just wanted to confirm what Wayne said. Good to hear him on the voice. We don't get to on the radio. We don't get to hear him anymore. And he better get down there to Sweet Creek. I'll go get his prize if he don't want. Thank you, guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
Thanks for your time. Let's go to Chris. Chris, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
Just wanted to congratulate y'all on your ratings report that y'all got yesterday. That's fantastic. Love to hear y'all. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, excellent. Tell me about yourself real quickly, Chris.
Born and raised in the River Region area all my life. Worked here, married here, raised a family. And now just enjoying the fruits of my labor, still working, but, riding motorcycles with the Patriot Guard. That's the thing I love to do.
Oh, wow. I like that. How long have you been listening?
Many, many years, actually. I mean, you and I, we actually met one time at Pepper Tree Steaks and Wine years ago. And, but I've been following y'all, listening to Greg, listening to Joey. Love everything y'all got to say. Love this wonderful country and that we're able to, speak our minds and stand up for what we believe in.
I think I remember meeting you at Pepper Tree.
Herman Cain was there.
Yeah, I do remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went back into the store. That's right.
Yep, that is correct. Yep.
Chris, I appreciate go ahead.
I'm, now back in Elmore County, my home county, and, just loving life. But to reiterate what your caller said about, we need to put more emphasis on these kids going to technical colleges. And, there's nothing wrong with going to a four-year college and getting a degree that you can make a living at. But, I went to school 2 years out of back what was known as John Patterson in the machine shop. Now it's called Machine Tool Technology. And I've been a machinist for 36 years. And the longest stretch I've ever been from ever being laid off from a job or whatever was 3 days. And I mean, you know,
there you
put food on my table, clothes on my back, roof over my head, cars and motorcycles in my driveway or garage, and, you know, took my family on vacations and all. And, you know, I love working with my hands. I love making things. And the company I work for, we make medical-grade equipment for operating rooms, and I love it.
Well, Chris, I appreciate you calling in today. I got you in for the drawing. Well, and
what's your month and day?
Month and day of birth, sorry.
0702.
You got it, my friend. Let me go to a break and I'll come back. We need to finish up with Rudy Giuliani.
The Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago. But his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Yep, it's Tiffany Coleman again. To tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun. And I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Joe and I are having a little fun here in the waning hours of the Dan Morris Show. Joe, let's try to knock this stuff out. I can save the Laura Ingraham for Monday.
Okay.
Let's stay with Rudy, talking about Burisma president buying protection, and the prosecutor that was let go has been poisoned.
Mr. Mayor, the Democratic National Committee should pay for that television advertising. And you talk about interfering in the 2020 election. You know, I started investigating Biden 2 years ago when he was thinking about running for president. I never thought he would run. Looked to me like he couldn't cross the street, much less run. I didn't go. I wasn't investigating Biden. In the middle of the corruption presentation, one gentleman said to me, well, you know about the Biden bribe. I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, Biden got paid off. And he went to Poroshenko. He forced the prosecutor out. Not only did he get his son out, but he got Burisma out. So one of the things we're going to reveal
We always think, we always ask, why did this happen? Mm-hmm. Why would a crooked Ukrainian oligarch, whose company is about to be taken away from him, who's sitting in Switzerland with $5 billion he stole, all this is just fact. His name is Mykola Zloshevsky. This is all true, what I just said. He hires the son of the vice president, who just got thrown out of the Navy for failing a drug test, had been in and out of rehab most of his life, was a failure in business, and was involved in two or three other scandals involving his father before, including busted companies where they'd be using his name, Joe's name. Why would he hire this guy? I'll tell you why. He was buying Joe Biden to protect his company. He was, that money, which is at least $8 million, and it could go up to $20 million, based on the investigation they're now doing, but at least $8 million in laundered money, some of it, that was to buy Joe Biden's protection if and when Poroshenko came after his company. And then, when it happened,
right,
in 1 month, I've got February 2nd of 2016, they raid Burisma offices and close it down. So much for there was no investigation going on. February 15th, they get a notification from Latvia that Hunter Biden is involved in the money laundering. Have it in writing, translated from Russian. And then right after that is when Biden says, get rid of Shokin. And Shokin will testify to that, and I will show you a document that in September of last year, Shokin was taken to the hospital with mercury poisoning.
All right, so let me just get a word in. I know you.
And you know that this happens. You know this happens in Ukraine and Russia.
Right.
So the method of choice is poisoning.
Now he says something interesting when you go back and listen to it slowly. Is what they're investigating now? Who's they? Is that Ukraine? Now, I have to say, in listening to all of this, Rudy better be right. He cannot be near right. He's got to be right.
Yeah.
He can't be a little off target and right. He has to be on target, but he's got to be right. This part, this is kind of long, but he's going to kind of give you what happened. Take note.
So let's just say that everything you say proves 100% true.
It is 100% true.
Would you also say that the way you approached it, for in the short term, which we're in the middle of, has made things worse for the president?
No, I would say the way I approach it is for the benefit of the American people. When the vice president of the United States corrupts the president of another country, that is about as horrendous a crime as you can find.
But apparatus to pursue these things?
The apparatus to pursue it was...
And you could still lead it through
Brian, you're
institutions?
Being totally naive.
In what way?
The apparatus to look at this refused to look at it. The witnesses will tell you they tried to get this information to us for a year. They were blocked by the embassy. They hired a lawyer to go to the Justice Department to tell them about Ukrainian collusion. And since they didn't know anything about Russian collusion, right, they were basically thrown out. They will tell you that at least one of the FBI agents was corrupt, and they didn't trust any longer the FBI or the Justice Department because they were convinced that they were still being controlled by Hillary Clinton partisans. Absolutely. Now, these are foreigners, but not a bad conclusion. I couldn't go to them. They wouldn't let me go to them. And if I went to them, they would have laughed at me. I had to prove it first. I had to go prove it because we have, unfortunately, at the highest levels of some of these agencies, they've been either corrupted or intimidated. You know what they're intimidated about? Biden should have been prosecuted already for bribery. It wasn't only one bribe. It was two bribes. The first bribe was Poroshenko through a lobbying company.
The former leader of Ukraine.
Poroshenko takes over the country. Zloshevsky flees with his $5 billion. Right. Zloshevsky's afraid that Poroshenko is going to take his company. And then Joe Biden gets announced as point man for Ukraine by Obama. Point man, whatever that is. I know what it is, actually. And he says he's going to be giving out the money. They had $800,000 left in their national bank. That's how much money Yanukovych stole. Zloshevsky being one of his mafia members. Zloshevsky had $5 billion of it. They're coming after his money. They're coming after his company. All of a sudden, Biden has announced he's the most important guy in Ukraine. He's going to give out the money. Then he hires Biden's son. You know what happened in between? He made a deal with Biden. You be on board to protect me against Poroshenko taking my company. When they moved to take the company, that's when Biden came in and had the prosecutor fired. And within 4 months, the crooked oligarch who's sitting with $5 billion comes back to the Ukraine, He is not prosecuted. Right. He is sitting there fat and happy with his company. And then we got another bribe. You don't think the president of the Ukraine shared in that $5 billion that the crook kept?
Rudy.
The bribe to the president of the Ukraine, the amount of money, I can't be absolutely sure. Let's say it's well in excess of $10 million.
You know, the entire crowd has...
Now, listened. That shouldn't be revealed from a lawyer who finds out about this? Am I going to cover it up the way the Democrats and the media cover it up? Absolutely not. Rudy, I prosecuted too many corruption cases to sit by and watch my country sold out by a vice president who did it two other times at least.
Before?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Now, strong talk, but he's got to be right. He can't be near right. We're going to do the one talking about what happened, the bribes here.
So how does this end?
This ends hopefully with Biden finally being put under investigation. You don't think if these things were said about Donald Trump and Donald Trump Jr., they wouldn't be under investigation immediately?
But
instead of putting them under investigation, they're coming after me.
Rudy,
they want to kill me.
When are you going to present...
In terms of reputation.
Pardon the interruption.
Shokin they're trying to really kill.
Rudy, when are you going to present the evidence? Because you tell a compelling story.
Well,
people want the proof.
Today at noon, I will give an introduction. Starting next week, I will present witnesses. I have them all on tape.
Okay.
We'll review them one at a time. We'll show there are two bribes, not one, actually three. First one was Loshevsky buying Biden, Joe Biden. The second one was Biden bribing Poroshenko to drop the case. And the third one was the huge amount of money that Poroshenko got, the president of Ukraine, for dropping the case.
Okay, he's got to be right. We have more, but we'll roll it over into Monday. Laura Ingraham's got some stuff on Ukraine that's kind of developed out there. Ukraine is about to become back into center stage here for a different reason than what the Democrats have been talking about. It's going back over the things that we have thought about, and Senator Rudy and some others, and Lindsey Graham in particular, are going to be really moving into this thing. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show today.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back Monday at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing this until I get it right. Graveyard of the Great, he's next. Adios.